Proverbs chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand weighty, but provocation caused by a fool is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are profuse. One who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry even the bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that strays from her nest, so is a man who strays from his home. Oil and perfume make the heart happy, so sweetness comes with a friend's earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of disaster. Better is a neighbor who is nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise and bring me joy, then I may answer those who criticize me. The prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Take the garment of one who puts up collateral for a stranger, and demand a deposit if he puts up security for a foreigner. Whoever blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning will be counted as cursing. A quarrelsome wife is like dripping water on a rainy day. To restrain her complaints is like restraining the wind or grasping oil in one's right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Whoever tends the fig tree will eat its fruit, and one who protects his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so the heart reflects the person. As death and destruction are never satisfied, so human eyes are never satisfied. The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold, but a person is tested by the praise he receives. Though you grind a fool like grain with mortar and pestle, you cannot remove his folly from him. Be careful to know the condition of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds. For riches do not last forever, and the crown is not secure for all generations. When hay is cut, the new grass appears, and the mountain grasses are gathered in. Lambs will provide you with clothing, and goats provide the price of a field. And there will be enough goat's milk for your food, your household, and your servants.